Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
About 11:05 on the show here on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You can follow us on Twitter at the show KMOX. And everything you need is there as far as other connections, other ways to leave. Obviously listening on 1120 AM, 98.7 FM. You can go on Facebook right now, facebook.com/KMOX1120. We're live there. I just fixed my camera situation, so I'm very happy about that.
Good. Yeah. And he's done a really nice job with that, too, by stacking a bunch of books.
I got seven books stacked up here, and I mean, I don't read much, so it's good for something.
It does look like you're about to go to class.
I know. That's what it did. I was carrying him through the hallway to look at it. So we fixed that part, so it looks a little more normal. I'm not, like, looking, like, the camera's not looking straight up at my chin. It's now normal, more like eye level.
And also, I want to mention, because my mom listens to the show. She listens to KMOX, and she always listens on...
I am so sorry, Mrs. Marks.
I know. But she always listens on the Odyssey app. But when she's in the car, she would do 1120 AM, and somehow... didn't know about 98.7 FM, and I thought if my mom doesn't know about 98.7 FM, then I have not mentioned it enough. If you are along the 40 corridor, 270, it's so clear. 98.7 FM.
And I would say even if you're just outside that, try it. I've done it. I've had it carried well outside that at times. So
Franklin County. I've listened to it in Franklin County.
On the way to my mom's in Illinois.
Nice.
I'll have 98.7 on. It sounds great. And if that doesn't work for you, Odyssey app, it's free. And you can listen to us whenever you want. And go back and get the podcast.
Yep. Everything's going to be there. So got a ton going on, man. I mean, we mentioned this already. We'll tease it again in about a little bit more than an hour. Adam Wainwright will join us. He's got an event coming up for Big League Impact at Topgolf. We'll tell you about all the details there. You know, he does great charitable work. And obviously he's going to be joining us from Chicago because the Cardinals are playing the Cubs there. So we'll do a little baseball with Adam Wainwright there as well. During the top of the hour, we were watching the press conference in Tulsa. And I don't know what caught your guys' attention, but I know that I pointed to the screen and told you guys, it was actually while we were talking to Kyle, I think, like pointed and look. Mm-hmm. And because the it's not a headline when it's on the bottom of the screen, but the chyron at the bottom of the screen says Tulsa shooter bought the AR-15 gun the day of the shooting.
Well, Kevin, AR-15 style.
No, you don't want to make what it said.
It did. I think it did say
did it?
Style.
Oh, it
yeah,
did, okay.
But you don't want to make anybody mad.
Okay.
So the AR-15 style weapon was purchased the day of the shooting.
Yeah. That's kind of the stuff that the laws that we're some of the changes that we're talking about. That's the stuff that is trying to be prevented, right? Those heat of the moment where you just snap and you want to go do something terrible. That's kind of the idea that you want to try to prevent that.
And I also think why the conversations get so heated and why you talked about messaging the other day. Kevin, about how, okay, when we talk about guns, the messaging is poor and it just people just tend to butt heads immediately. And I think some of that is kind of what just happened here, AR-15 style. I don't think most of us talking about guns, whether it's politicians or me, and then there are those who know a lot about guns, we're using language and we don't know what it means. And I know that I'm saying the wrong words at times when describing guns because I don't know the details of it. And I think there's a lot of confusion when it just comes to talking about guns.
Well, what tends to happen is the people who don't want any sort of laws, they don't want any sort of restrictions, will try to get you lost in a semantics argument. And they'll say, well, it's not an AR-15. It's not an assault weapon. It's not. It's beside the point. It's a high-velocity weapon, which means the bullets are coming out so fast that they are shredding people. And especially when we're talking about children, the kids have no chance whatsoever of survival. They just don't. So then let's stop saying assault weapons. Let's say high-velocity weapons then. High-capacity weapons, which means you can carry a bunch of rounds at once and you don't have to stop to reload. Like these kinds of things... The vast majority of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all agree that we should do something about that. That it's that, yeah, you can have a firearm. If you hunt, great. You want to protect your family at home? Great. Whatever. But the idea that you can have some of these other things, that you can have an arsenal, and then you can have on top of it protection on your body. You can have body armor, tactical equipment. I still can't get my head around the idea that most people or a significant enough amount of people think that's okay. And that's, look, if making somebody wait a month or 60 days, and I don't know if that would have changed anything today. The report was that the shooter was there to confront a doctor who had performed a back surgery on him. So... maybe he messed up the back surgery and he's feeling pain, which I understand. But this is not, maybe if he had waited a month or 2 months or whatever, had time to cool down, maybe this doesn't happen. I don't know. Maybe he still carries it out, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try something.
But I do think the messaging is messed up, and that matters when you're talking about an issue like guns. My goodness, you had President Biden saying, "Well, we want to ban 9mm guns, handguns."
That's a misspeak. It's not okay. You're right. He needs to be clearer, but it is a misspeak. But that's not what he wants to do.
It is
clearly
illustrative of if people are saying they want to come after people who want more gun control or whatever it is.
Right.
They're coming after our guns. If you have the president of the United States misspeaking on this issue, that's not helping.
Here's where my problem is with that. If we have 100 moments of somebody speaking about what they want to do with guns, and there's one person who says that, why are we sticking with, why are we focusing on that one time? Let's focus
he's the
on
president.
The president. I know, but he has spoken on this issue many, many, many times before. So we're going to focus on the one time he misspeaks and says handguns?
Because I don't think it's only him. It is the president, so it carries more weight. But I do think there are a lot of politicians who are using phrases and language and categories of guns, and they don't understand what they're talking about.
I do agree that you should, in an instance like this, you got to be careful. Everybody has to be careful in the way they speak about it. But I think we as a population need to be smarter about what we're latching onto, like what ideas and words we're latching onto, because this issue has been talked about very, very, very clearly by a lot of different people. And I don't like the idea of picking out one person who misspeaks. And I know he's the president, and you're right. He has to be clearer. But let's not get lost in the overall message. The overall message by a lot of politicians, a lot of people in power, has been very clear about what they want to do moving forward.
I wanted to ask Kevin about this. We were talking about the chain of command and orders, and this kind of goes back to the Uvalde shooting. And since, again, we're talking about all of these circumstances and trying to figure out what we could do differently, one is improving the conversation about guns. Another one is when we were talking about the 19 officers at Robb Elementary who did not go in at an active shooter situation, mm-hmm. when in every training scenario, you go in and take out the shooter. In my mind, how does not one officer say, I'm going in?
I don't care about the orders. I'm going in.
I mean, so I have a friend that I went to high school with that's a police officer. He's pretty high ranking. He doesn't want me to mention his name. He's not in St. Louis. He's in another part of the country. But obviously, he doesn't want anybody to be critical or whatever. But he basically, I just wanted to run it by somebody who was on the SWAT team, who has been in these kinds of situations.
And who knows what they're talking about.
Who has been a leader in these types of situations. And his reaction was, yeah, I can't believe they didn't go. That's what you're trained to do. You're trained that, hey, you know what? You're going to have to sometimes put your life on the line. And I asked him, is the chain of command the same as we understand it to be in the military? Because in the military, if it's a lawful order, you follow it. You do not have a choice. There is no choice at all. He said there's a little bit more wiggle room, but it's the same idea. But again, and we talked about it during a break, my thought on that, and I didn't really ask him this because I didn't think that he would want to get too deep into it. But if the decision there is, if I disobey this order, I might get fired, I would risk my job.
Absolutely.
If I'm hearing gunshots inside a school. And I think that that's why a lot of people are really upset about that is, even if you got that order, first of all, they're not firing everybody.
No.
If you all just say, you know what? No. We got to go. Let's go. He's not here or he's wrong or whatever. They're not firing all of you. And even if you do lose your job, you'll have tremendous support behind you, either trying to get it back or winning a lawsuit. Like, you're not going to fire the person who just did something heroic.
Right? Absolutely not.
So it's a difficult thing to do it. And I think with this entire conversation, okay, whether it's police tactics in this particular case with what happened in Uvalde, whether it's the conversation that you guys were talking about with the messaging, there is no excuse for anyone holding a federal office to not know the right terminology, mm-hmm. to not be able to avoid making the dumb mistake that will be held against you. You are the president, as Amy said. You can't make that mistake. Just like I say to that cop that stood there and didn't go in, you can't make that mistake. You can't. Mm-hmm. I know mistakes happen. You can't make that mistake. And as the president, you can't make that mistake because you just now lost. You just, sorry for the sports one, you fumbled the football. Mm-hmm. You lost. Now you've lost the game because now you've given the people that are going to oppose any ideas, look, now he wants to come for everything. And the conversation at the level that we're talking about, the federal level, senators, congressmen and women, obviously the president, they should all know these details. And if they don't, that's why we're screwed. And because we don't have the right communication going on at all. That is, speak the same language, man.
Absolutely fair. That's absolutely fair. But I think we're the public, I don't want us to get lost in those smaller details. Maybe it's a bigger detail, but I don't want us to get lost in that because the greater conversation still stands. And the greater conversation has been pretty clear, I think.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, back in on the show here on KMOX. Amy, Kevin, Chris with you. You can find us on Twitter at the show KMOX right now, live on Facebook as well, facebook.com/KMOX1120. And there you can chat if you want. I haven't checked to see if there's anybody chatting, but you're welcome to chat with us. And I do sometimes answer if during breaks and stuff, although it's going to look weird because of the setup, but that's the way that it's going here. Amy, you had an idea, or was it Ranj? Did you have the idea here, Ranj? Or
no,
was that you, Amy?
I have no ideas.
Well, that's true, but we make you say that they're yours.
Yep.
That's right.
This was Amy's.
We assign ideas to Ranj. No, I've seen. Ranj, this was your idea.
Oh, yeah. Really? I'm so forgetful.
So I've seen these different data points and polls about dating people from the opposite political party. So here, this is from Tim Urban, who's a really interesting follow on Twitter. His handle is Wait But Why, which I really like. And it looks at the share of Democrats and Republicans who don't want their child to marry someone of the opposite party. This is from the Public Religion Research Institute. So in 1960, for reference, it was 4% for both Democrats and Republicans. 4% of Democrats and 4% of Republicans did not want their child dating someone from the opposite party. In 2018, so this isn't even, 2020 information. This is 2018 is the latest research they have on this. 45% of Democrats said they would not want their child to date someone from the opposite party. 35% of Republicans said they would not want their child to date someone in the opposite political party.
What do you think those numbers are now?
Higher.
I would think so. After COVID, after how politicized COVID got, and then you probably had mask arguments and vaccination arguments. And I wonder how many couples or what percentage of couples like this that were Democrat, Republican, how many of them had arguments in the house about whether or not one of them was going to get vaccinated or the kids over five were going to get vaccinated?
Because this is 2018, so it was 2 years into the Trump presidency.
Right.
But it was pre-COVID.
Yeah. And COVID was so heavily politicized, which is going to be one of the, looking back 20, 30 years, when we look back at this, one of the absolute craziest things as a population we ever did was politicizing a health thing. It's mind-boggling to me now. And I do think that people down the line, when they look back at this era, will think, what were they doing? What were these people doing at that time?
But interestingly,
it is interesting to me that it is that high numbers on both ends.
Yeah. And just going back to COVID, what is interesting about that, it was highly politicized, but the lines between vaccinated and unvaccinated, they kind of You know, they went back and forth. They weren't clear cut red and blue. I mean, that was kind of an interesting breakdown of the different demographics getting vaccinated, when they did, when they didn't, because you have, yes, the anti-vax Republican side, but then there was also that like California hippie side that was unvaxxed too, and the original anti-vaxxers, I think, even before COVID. So that was kind of a weird breakdown.
Wasn't it like the counties that most of the red counties were people less likely to get vaccinated over all the other numbers? I thought that was correct.
It varied from different areas, but at any rate, when you're looking at dating, this is, you know, what if parents would want their child dating someone. Would you date someone from the opposite political party? Like, would that be a deal breaker?
Okay, so first and foremost, I haven't been in the dating game for like 30 plus years, so I'm the wrong person to ask. I mean, I met my wife freshman year in college. We started dating sophomore year in college, and I've been out of the game since then.
Were you even thinking about politics when you were dating?
No,
I mean, absolutely not. Not back then.
No, they say Gen X politics weren't even a thing.
Kevin's not that much older than me.
No, they're
never thought about that stuff back then.
No, it wasn't even a conversation.
Yes.
Like in the 90s, it was not a conversation.
Nope.
It was not even I would have never known.
Yeah.
Because you would never even have figured that out.
No.
There were, you know, I mean, maybe part of it was where I went to school, because it was just apolitical. There was nothing. We had no political rallies. We had no, like, young Republicans, young Democrats. We had none of that. We had one dude who stood in the causeway who was the hemp guy. And that was
I love the hemp guy.
That was the only thing. It was one dude. And yeah, he had dreads. He did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was it. That was all there. There was not a conversation. I have a 25-year-old daughter, and it's up to me. If she chooses that person, that's all I need to know.
But that is
I don't need to worry about anything else.
That is such a good point of how much we've changed and how political we've become, because I have, honest to goodness, heard high schoolers talk about it.
Yes.
And in
you were a goober if you were talking about politics in high school.
I would have totally made fun of a friend that would get in there like, what's
absolutely.
Wrong with you?
Like, who cares? You'd be like, what are you?
Okay,
what are you,
Alex
a nerd?
P. Keaton. Nice job,
geek.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, you hippie. Whatever. You know, whatever. It'd be like, it was not a thing. It was not a thing for our generation at all. Not in high school, not in college, not after that. And honestly, I don't know that that became a thing. Like nationwide, like as big as it became until maybe
I think it's the last 10 years.
Sometime after 9/11. It wasn't at 9/11, but sometime afterwards is when it really started.
Well, everything's gotten really gradually. We've gotten hyper political after 9/11.
Came along with all that was, you know, the advent of social media.
Well, social media, but also the networks on the extreme ends began to really take hold in this country.
Can I say this?
And become more mainstream.
Quickly, the infamous week that I was on the Hinge dating app last year, I would say half of the profiles said, don't even bother if you voted for Trump. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
It's a show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. I thought it was funny in the last segment. You just wanted to bring up the, you know, would you date someone who votes to the party that you don't vote for, somebody that's on the other side?
Ooh.
And you guys, like, the only person that answered the question was the person who's been married for 27 now going on 28 years.
Yeah.
And I answered not only on my behalf, but on my child's behalf.
Yes.
And neither of you chimed
neither
in.
Neither the unmarried
neither
people
of you
did.
Said whether or not that's a deal breaker.
Well,
well done, tap dancers.
You know, I wasn't trying to tap dance, but I got two things about this. One, can we at some point revisit the fact that Amy reached the end of Hinge?
Not yet.
She went through the entire...
Not until you stop tap dancing.
I'm not tap dancing.
You are.
But the reality is, I think you can be on opposite ends of the spectrum politically if you can have a conversation with one another about it. Or you could just avoid the conversations altogether, I suppose.
Because we're not saying... The question wasn't, would you marry someone... Would you date someone from the other party? So you're saying yes.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. It's just about whether or not you can have conversations, whether or not each of you are willing to listen to the other person and at least take their perspective, even if you disagree. Or I suppose, but I wonder if it's unhealthy in a relationship to not talk about it at all. because it is such an important part of life now. Like we were talking about during the last segment, in the 90s, you know, in the early 2000s, I guess, the first couple of years of it, prior to the, I would say the Bush-Gore election, that first one in 2000 is when things started to kind of turn that way. And then after 9/11, it really started to ramp up. So leading up to that, I never cared about that stuff, especially when we're talking about your dating profile, your dating pool. I never thought about politics because I didn't care about that. But right now, I feel like as long as you can have the conversation or just avoid it. But again, like I said, I don't. Is
That's
it healthy to not talk about
say
it?
Yes.
Well, but it's but it, let me. I want to. Well, yeah, Kevin. I want to explain why I feel that way. So, what kind of segment is it? If you go, would you do that? Yes.
Okay, Mr. Let's, filibuster.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but isn't
hey,
that...
Amy, you know anybody that can do anything about the filibuster?
Well, it's got to be... Not this guy sitting to my right.
Do you guys not want an explanation, you idiots?
Man,
I mean, you want an explanation, do you not?
Oh, man, it's like nobody's ever made fun of you.
Would I date someone from the opposite party? Well, back,
you guys are idiots.
Back in 1872...
1972.
Well, no, but don't you want to know the reason behind why I say that stuff? I mean, it's germane to the conversation.
And I don't want any germane things. Here's the...
You mad, bro?
Yes. At both of you.
I think you can, absolutely. And here's the thing. The political parties, it's a political spectrum. And once you maybe jump over to one side of the line, you may happen to be more conservative or Republican and you jump on the other side. But if you're both on the extremes of the left and the right, there would just be too much friction.
You're probably not going to meet. No, I'm serious. You're probably not if you're that far.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Really?
I think you can meet.
I mean, if you're a person who's out and about, where you meet people, you could still... It's not like you're meeting your dating partners at political rallies.
Here's what is so key for me is politics is not the end-all be-all. For me, faith would be far more important. I would think that it would be harder if you're both very convicted in your faith or your religion. That would be harder to reconcile than politics. Do you know what I mean? Like your worldview. There has to be some way where you're looking in the same direction, a greater motivation or belief system, which you can find the common ground. To me, that's more important than politics. And I think because so many people are in the middle too. And then I guess with that, I'm thinking more of marriage because I'm thinking about raising kids and how you're going to raise kids. And that can be done. So with dating, I think it'd be more concerning if you automatically write someone off because they're in the opposite political party. That's something I'd say, wow, that guy is pretty close-minded.
Good. See, you guys passed. Good job.
Well, what about the question
Kevin.
I asked? What question did you ask?
There were so many words. Like,
sorry.
Couldn't find it in there.
That's usually reserved for me.
I know.
I'm usually Mr. Wordsmith. Too many words.
I apologize for explaining myself. never again on this talk show will I talk.
Ranji, stop being Ranji.
But listen. It's an honest to God question. Is it unhealthy in a relationship now?
Mm-hmm.
Because like we've been saying, 20 years ago, you didn't talk about it. But now, can you not talk about it and have a relationship?
You're looking at me. I mean, my wife and I grew up together. We were 19 when we met.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, our opinions and views grew together. Like, we were both in a spot at the beginning where it's like, nobody, it's Gen X. We didn't care.
I wonder if people grow apart in that, though, too.
We did not.
Some people might.
Well, going back to your original question, I think it depends on why you're not talking about it. If neither of you are truly interested in politics, it wouldn't come up that often. But if you are purposely avoiding it because it only causes friction, my guess is that there might be some deeper issues that are also going to manifest themselves in other ways. But as long as there's certain understandings and you can have the conversation, it should not be a deal breaker. I don't know. I'm probably making people mad, but
I don't think it should be a deal breaker.
Depending
either?
On where they're at, I guess.
I guess. I mean, if you have such extreme views and you cannot get along talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's fascinating to me that now it matters. And I don't think it's about being older. I think it's just about the environment now.
It could be that extreme views are just a peach tree dish for conflict.
Oh, God.
Or a porthole into our minds.
Crap.
Amy's like, damn it. People don't know it. I mean, obviously the peach tree dish, everything gets at this point. But Amy and I were doing a show out at the SLU, the Billikens Golf Classic. Best. And we're talking about Yuri Collins, and he entered the transfer porthole. And actually, the transfer portal.
Portal. And, yeah. And Kevin's like, he's not on a boat.
Yeah.
It was not the transfer porthole.
Yeah. So I dropped that in.
This is why Amy couldn't find anybody on Hinge.
What was your other question? You had another question.
No, that was the question.
The Hinge one. First of all, that's an odd name for a dating app.
Hinge?
I don't think it's that
just
odd.
Just because of the connotation of someone unhinged. I don't know. Just,
well, that's why it's not called Unhinged.
I know, but it's still, that's the first thing Hinge. I thought when you said it.
Hinge, like you're connected, like a door to a frame.
Aw.
You fit. That's what you're trying to do, right? That's the whole purpose. But Amy's parameters for dating, and I know we talked about this yesterday, but it's worth repeating. The parameters she set, she wanted somebody between 3 feet tall and 7 feet tall.
That was what
you
had to pay to not have those parameters.
You had to be at least,
that's the default.
You had to be at least 3 feet tall.
And up to 7 feet.
Yes.
8-footers need not apply, I guess.
Still couldn't find anybody.
It's the show on KMOX, Amy Marks, of course, Chris Raji, Kevin Wheeler here. I guess it's fitting, the topic in this segment, kind of building off of the last topic when it comes to dating and finding the right match and all of that. Didn't seem to go that well for the Johnny Depp Amber Heard, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. It's just very clear it did not go well.
Yeah.
And there's so much conversation about that trial, and I'm going to ask you guys a question. Why? I don't understand the interest in it at all.
It's salacious and it's celebrities, and that sells. I mean, it just does. Like, everybody, it's like reality TV appeals to our basest instincts and inclinations, which is just to gossip and eavesdrop and just be like, there's this nasty element to it. And I found it supremely gross because they're both troubled people. I mean, both addicts. It seems like they were both abusive. I did not get this fascination and playing with this issue so lightheartedly.
More than that, I'm dumbfounded by the amount of people who cheered yesterday.
Or who just chose a team to begin with.
Like, who cares? I mean, I can understand caring from this one perspective. If you are a woman and you look at this situation like, okay, well, I can't ever speak out against an abuser now because he can sue me for defamation and he might win. If you feel that way, I can understand this having an impact, and that does make sense. But for us to look at it and then to pick a side, to pick a team, and then the verdict comes out yesterday, and they both were awarded sums of money for defamation, but Johnny Depp was awarded more. Like, why are we cheering for it? I don't understand cheering for it like it was a game. And no. Like these were two teams going against each other. It doesn't make any sense.
Didn't some Twitter account of an actual politically affiliated group tweet something?
Yes. It was the GOP
something, right?
Let me pull it up here. It was because they posted a picture of
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. It was the House Judiciary GOP. The official account for the House Judiciary GOP, which has almost 250,000 followers, they tweeted out a picture of Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
But in like he's like looking triumphant,
This is
what is it called when you're at the front of your boat up at the
helm?
Stern. No. Yeah, wait, the bow.
The bow.
The stern. It's the porthole.
My.
He was at the porthole.
Only thing we know about boats.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I knew. Because it's all I have if I go on the cruise. I have the room that just has a little porthole. That's all you got. You get the little window.
The transfer porthole?
Yeah, that one. Why? What does that have to do with anything? Like, no important entity should be participating in that in any way. Right?
Absolutely not.
It's right? Not, yeah. Not only should they not be participating, but it is not like Johnny Depp is innocent and did nothing wrong in this situation where like they're somehow cheering
justice. I honestly didn't follow 1 minute of
it. No, these are two highly troubled people who were both abusive to one another in various ways. I don't think Depp's record is stellar at all when it comes to previous relationships. And I don't know all the details, but...
But he was found guilty of beating somebody, or I don't want to say this incorrectly. He was found guilty of something overseas.
Here's the only thing I heard about this, because I heard it on DGS yesterday.
Okay.
They were talking about it, that he lost a suit, because he sued...
Was it in England?
In England, he sued. I think it was was one of the tabloids. He sued them for saying he was a wife beater.
That's what it was.
And he lost that suit. He did not prove his case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I mean, if he hit...
Thank you, Dave, by the way. Thank you.
Lawyer.
I only learned that from DGS. I wouldn't have known it otherwise.
That's good.
On 2 to 6. We are the pregame show for the DGS. But this is, even if he hit a woman once, he hit Amber Heard once, that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That's a huge deal. What are we doing here?
I mean, I understand caring if that was the trial. If this was, here's someone that physically abused their partner, and that's the trial, I would understand the interest in that. This is a civil trial. It's a lawsuit. And by the way, the whole idea here, right, as we heard, I from my understanding, was the whole idea is, this, I just want to clear my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys lay everything out for the world to see just because you thought it would make people think better of you? Because you're not criminal. Nothing criminal was being held against you. You were not being, you were not prosecuted. You were not, nobody, it's not like OJ where he gets, what do you call it? He got found not guilty, but everybody's like, yeah, he's still guilty. Like, we all saw the trial.
Yeah, right? Acquitted, right.
It's not like that. No, it was, these are all things that nobody would know if you didn't talk about them.
And I will say, I'm going to, more points to DGS. And this would be one, Dave brought up the point that we're watching this Heard Depp trial roll out, and we're hearing all the videos and the drugs and the abuse and the yelling and the alcohol. Dave's like, this would be your worst day. One of those days would be the worst moment of your entire marriage. And for them, this was day after day after day.
But hey, let's just tell everyone about it.
Yeah. And then to your point about this being a defamation trial, the Glover show had Chet Pleban on, a lawyer that they have on.
That's where I heard the thing.
He pointed out that Depp sued Amber Heard, but he didn't sue the Washington Post for a libel. And he thought that was, well, that might be an interesting take. Why would he not also have the Washington Post be a defendant?
It was to punish her.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the whole intent is to make her look bad.
To make himself look bad
and then make her look worse. And you know what? I think that succeeded for a lot of people because they both looked pretty lousy, but she did come off as very, like, there's something wrong with her, but there's clearly something wrong with him too.
On principle, here's what bothers me about this being as big a deal as it was. I feel like it almost trivializes
domestic violence and physical abuse
because it turned into a sport as opposed to, there should be charges. Like, these two people physically hurt each other, and all we're doing is trying to choose teams and who's less bad and who's going to win what money. It's very odd to me because those are very real issues, and it gets treated like a sport when it's in this case.
That's a great point. This was the social media, right, the TikTok version of the Coliseum, where you would watch people just get torn apart. For sport, you're watching their lives being destroyed. As you mentioned, we're talking about physical abuse, and it was a sport. Grab the popcorn and film yourself reacting to what they're saying, those videos. There was something profoundly gross about our societal response to it.
The theater of clips being tweeted or TikToked or whatever of Depp talking to her attorneys and making them look stupid or unprepared. That was like an event in itself. These were like minor, like in one big game, these were like minor games within the game, right? Like the whole Depp Heard trial was a game for a lot of people. They picked sides. And these little moments that you get like 2 minute snips, 2 minute clips of him saying something and sort of mocking the attorneys. And then we're all having a good laugh about it. I think all of that in the moment, I guess you're watching it thinking that's kind of funny. But then when you step back and really look at the bigger picture, the whole thing is disgusting. The whole thing was gross. I can't even believe it was. Why was it live? Why were there cameras there? Why were we getting to watch this? To me, that doesn't make any sense. I don't need to see it. I know there are people who love this stuff. It's salacious. We're celebrities, like Amy said. But man, there was no value in that trial being televised, in video of that being accessible to all of us. No value in that.
I got to agree.
It's,
man, I don't want to ever tell a news agency they shouldn't cover something, but
no, I mean, if it's not available,
that's not important enough.
I guess.
Glad it's over.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are at the halfway point. Adam Wainwright going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll talk about an event that's coming up with him and the Cards and Cubs starting tonight here on KMOX.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the show on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Raji, Kevin Wheeler here. I guess it's fitting, the topic in this segment, kind of building off of the last topic when it comes to dating and finding the right match and all of that. Didn't seem to go that well for the Johnny Depp Amber Heard. And I'm not trying to be funny about it. It's just very clear. It did not go well.
Yeah.
And there's so much conversation about that trial. And I'm going to ask you guys a question. Why?
I don't understand the interest in it at all.
It's salacious and it's celebrities, and that sells. I mean, it just does. Like, everybody, it's like reality TV appeals to our basest instincts and inclinations, which is just to gossip and eavesdrop and just be like, there's this nasty element to it. And I found it supremely gross because they're both troubled people. I mean, both addicts. It seems like they were both abusive. I did not get this fascination and playing with this issue so lightheartedly.
More than that, I'm dumbfounded by the amount of people who cheered yesterday.
Or who just chose a team to begin with.
Like, who cares? I mean, I can understand caring from this one perspective. If you are a woman and you look at this situation like, okay, well, I can't ever speak out against an abuser now because he can sue me for defamation and he might win. If you feel that way, I can understand this having an impact, and that does make sense. But for us to look at it and then to pick a side, to pick a team, and then the verdict comes out yesterday, and they both were awarded sums of money for defamation, but Johnny Depp was awarded more. Like, why are we cheering for it? I don't understand cheering for it like it was a game. And no. Like these were two teams going against each other. It doesn't make any sense.
Didn't some Twitter account of an actual politically affiliated group tweet something?
Yes. It was the GOP
something, right?
Let me pull it up here. It was because they posted a picture of
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. It was the House Judiciary GOP. The official account for the House Judiciary GOP, which has almost 250,000 followers, they tweeted out a picture of Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
But in like he's like looking triumphant.
Yes.
Like at the
this is
what,
not,
is, what is it called when you're at the front of your boat up at
the helm?
The stern. No. Yeah, wait, the bow.
The bow.
The stern. It's the porthole.
My.
He was at the porthole.
Only thing we know about boats.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I knew. Because it's all I have if I go on the cruise. I have the room that just has a little porthole. That's all you got. You get the little window.
The transfer porthole?
Yeah, that one. Why? What does that have to do with anything? Like, no important entity should be participating in that in any way. Right?
Absolutely not.
It's right? Not only should they not be participating, but it is not like Johnny Depp is innocent and did nothing wrong in this situation where like they're somehow cheering
justice. I honestly didn't follow 1 minute of
it. No, these are two highly troubled people who were both abusive to one another in various ways. I don't think Depp's record is stellar at all when it comes to previous relationships. And I don't know all the details, but...
But he was found guilty of beating somebody, or I don't want to say this incorrectly. He was found guilty of something overseas.
Here's the only thing I heard about this because I heard it on DGS yesterday.
Okay.
They were talking about it that he lost a suit because he sued.
Was it in England?
In England, he sued. I think it was it was one of the tabloids. He sued them for saying he was a wife beater.
That's what it was.
And he lost that suit. He did not prove his case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I mean, if he hit.
Thank you, Dave, by the way. Thank you.
Lawyer.
I only learned that from DGS. I wouldn't have known it otherwise.
That's good.
On 2 to 6. We are the pregame show for the DGS. But this is, even if he hit a woman once, he hit Amber Heard once, that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That's a huge deal. What are we doing here?
I mean, I understand caring if that was the trial. If this was, here's someone that physically abused their partner, and that's the trial, I would understand the interest in that. This is a civil trial. It's a lawsuit. And by the way, the whole idea here, right, as we heard, I from my understanding, was the whole idea is this: I just want to clear my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys lay everything out for the world to see just because you thought it would make people think better of you? Because you're not criminal. Nothing criminal was being held against you. You were not prosecuted. It's not like OJ where he gets
What do you call it? He got found not guilty, but everybody's like, yeah, he's still guilty. Like, we all saw the trial.
Yeah, right? Acquitted, I mean,
like,
right.
It's not like that. No, it was these are all things that nobody gross. Would know if you didn't talk about them.
And I will say, I'm going to, more points to DGS. And this would be one, Dave brought up the point that we're watching this Heard Depp trial roll out, and we're hearing all the videos and the drugs and the abuse and the yelling and the alcohol. Dave's like, this would be your worst day. One of those days would be the worst moment of your entire marriage. And for them, this was day after day after day.
But hey, let's just tell everyone about it.
Yeah. And then to your point about this being a defamation trial, the Glover show had Chet Pleban on, mm-hmm. a lawyer that they have on.
That's where I heard the...
Yeah, he pointed out that Depp sued Amber Heard, but he didn't sue the Washington Post for a libel. And he thought that was, well, that might be an interesting take. Why would he not also have the Washington Post be a defendant?
It was to punish her.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the whole intent is to make her look bad.
To make himself look better.
To make himself look bad and then make her look worse. And you know what? I think that succeeded for a lot of people because they both looked pretty lousy. But she did come off as very, like, there's something wrong with her. But there's clearly something wrong with him, too.
On principle, here's what bothers me about this being as big a deal as it was. I feel like it almost trivializes
domestic violence
yeah, and physical does. Abuse because yes. it turned into a sport as opposed to
yep.
There should be charges. Like, these two people physically hurt each other,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing is trying to choose teams and who's less bad and who's going to win what money. It's very odd to me because those are very real issues.
Yeah,
and it gets treated like a sport when it's in this case.
That's a great point. This was the social media, right? The TikTok version of the Coliseum, where you would watch people just get torn apart for sport. It's you're watching their lives being destroyed. As you mentioned, we're talking about physical abuse, and it was a sport. Grab the popcorn and film yes. yourself reacting to what they're saying. Those videos, there was something profoundly gross yeah. about our societal response to it.
The theater of clips being tweeted or TikToked or whatever of Depp talking to her attorneys and making them look stupid or unprepared. That was like an event in itself. These were like minor, like in one big game, these were like minor games within the game, right? Like the whole Depp Heard trial was a game for a lot of people. They picked sides. And these little moments that you get like 2 minute snips, 2 minute clips of him saying something and sort of mocking the attorneys, and then we're all having a good laugh about it. I think all of that, in the moment, I guess you're watching and thinking, that's kind of funny. But then when you step back and really look at the bigger picture, the whole thing is disgusting. The whole thing was gross. I can't even believe it was... Why was it live? Why were there cameras there? Why were we getting to watch this? To me, that doesn't make any sense. I don't need to see it. I know there are people who love this stuff. It's salacious. We're celebrities, like Amy said. But man, there was no value in that trial being televised in video of that being accessible to all of us. No value in that.
I got to agree.
It's man,
I don't want to ever tell a news agency they shouldn't cover something, but
no, I mean, if it's not available,
that's not important enough.
I guess.
Glad it's over.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are at the halfway point. Adam Wainwright going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll talk about an event that's coming up with him and the Cards and Cubs starting tonight here on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.